transcribed from Hollywood.
She's walking down the aisle, another Woodbury bride. She uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild. And her hands are smooth and lovable from Jergens, Lawson, Kent.
It's the lotion that preferred
by mom, women, everywhere.
Jergens Lotion and Woodbury Soap presents the Luella Parsons Show.
Buck Kruger's wife is waiting for him to unscramble his financial problems before filing for a divorce.
What member of the royal family of show business will star in a horse opera?
What former First Lady of Hollywood is preparing to make her screen comeback in England?
Tonight you'll get the answers from Dorothy L'Amour, who is substituting for Luella Parsons, motion picture editor of International News Service and the Hearst Papers, who is on vacation. You will also hear Luella herself in a recorded interview with Thelma Ritter and Monty Woolley. Brought to you by Jergens Lotion and Woodbury Facial Soap. And now, Dorothy L'Amour.
Hi, everybody. This is Dorothy L'Amour wishing Luella the restful vacation she so well deserves. And the rest of you vacationers, happy holidays. My first news is a nice news that there's every good chance that the Jeff Chandlers will reconcile. Jeff and his wife, the former Marjorie Hershel, are having many dinner dates lately. Everyone is keeping his fingers crossed that the Chandlers, who have two small children, will kiss and make up. Well, Ethel Barrymore has forgiven her nephew, John Barrymore, Jr., who shocked the entire Barrymore clan by walking out on a stage show 2 days before it was to open. The great lady of the theater could never stay angry with John Sr., and I guess it holds true for Jr., too. In fact, so completely has Ethel forgiven and forgotten that she has agreed to star in her first Western, Cattle Dust, just because Barrymore Jr. is in the cast. The reason why Nancy Sinatra has not filed suit for divorce stems back to the property settlement. Frank isn't sure how much money he'll make next year. When he finds out approximately what his earnings will be from television, movies, and radio, he can then agree to pay a certain amount. Before Luella left, she asked me if I would do a favor for two people she likes very much, Gene Simmons and Stuart Granger. The Grangers are very upset over stories printed in New York that there's trouble in their marriage. Gene told Luella, and I quote, "There's always a period of adjustment in any marriage, and I don't believe our misunderstandings are any more serious than anyone else's. We're in love, and it's ridiculous to hint that we have any thought of parting," unquote. And good for Gene. Bad news awaited Lady Producer Joan Harrison when she arrived in Rome. A cable from the Beverly Hills Police reported that her home had been robbed. Most of the clothes, furs, and jewels she didn't take with her were stolen. In the loot was a gold Swiss watch which Clark Gable gave Joan when he was courting her, just before he met Sylvia Ashley. When I told my grandfather, Bing Crosby, that I'd come up to Elko for his corn-fed world premiere of Here Comes the Groom to raise funds for a much-needed hospital in Elko, he didn't know I was coming as a reporter for this show. Bing also didn't know that Governor Charles Russell of Nevada was going to make me honorary governor for the event. That made me outrank Bing. He's only honorary mayor of Elko. Oh, there was lots of excitement at the premiere. A grease pig contest, a barbecue, and a rodeo, and I wish you could have seen some of the sights. Cass Daly rode a 1,500-pound bucking steer, and I'd say it was a sight to see, if Alexa Smith and I hadn't been such a sight ourselves trying to catch a greased pig. But the excitement began for me even before our arrival in town. When Bill Howard, that's my husband, and I were driving into Elko, although we were going at the legal rate of speed, a police car stopped, turned around, and pulled us into the curb. Oh, I thought sure we had a ticket. However, a very friendly cop said, "Are you Miss L'Amour? I've come to escort you into Elko." And speaking of his honor, the mayor, I learned that the Crosby boys work for $7 a day on their old man's ranch, which adds up to $214 a month. And if they don't do their haying and ranch hand chores, they get docked. During the premiere itself, and I just got to tell this on Crosby, Philip Crosby, seated in the audience, heckled Bing when Bing talked about putting up hay. Philip got up and made Crosby admit that he had never actually done any of the physical work. But Bing went into a spiel about the executive talents required for harvesting. And Philip brought down the house when he shouted, "You know what I think? I think you're a phony and a Simon Legree." Incidentally, my grandpa should be really happy for three reasons. He raised a lot of money for the hospital. He's got a great picture in Here Comes the Groom. And now he, Dixie, and the children are having a wonderful time at their beautiful lodge in Hayden Lake, Idaho. Getting back to Hollywood, I just learned some exciting news about Norma Shearer. British producer John Nash is in Hollywood talking to Norma about making her long-postponed return to the screen in Susan York's sensational novel, The Widow. Oh-ho! Here's what Adrian, one of our top Hollywood designers, has to say about Paris stylist Christian Dior's attempt to put women back in long skirts. Adrian says, no matter who says what in Paris, the American woman tried long skirts once. And believe me, she won't go for an old look she discarded 3 years ago, cropping up as a new look at this late date. French women may fall for the dictates of one designer, but American women's skirts will remain as they are today. That's what Adrian says. And what I say is, never again will I be bullied into wearing skirts which cause me to trip when I pick up one of my children, and which I hated even when I was wearing them. I'll be back later with last-minute news. But first, here's Marvin Miller.
Would you like to have a glorious new beauty treatment for your hair without spending an extra penny? Then tomorrow, buy the regular 50-cent size Jergens lotion, and you'll get wonderful new Woodbury shampoo as a gift, both only 49 cents. You'll love the way Woodbury shampoo leaves your hair gleaming and easy to manage. And you probably already know how fine Jergens is for your hands. So get this double beauty bargain right away.
See, use it, Jergens lotion. It's so perfect for hands. Tired, you just seven to one. A Jergens lotion's all grand. Let your hands be smooth and lovable from Jergens lotion can. It's the lotion that prefers by more women everywhere.
Now, here is an interview Luella Parsons recorded before her vacation with Thelma Ritter and Monty Woolley.
Tonight, I'm presenting two of Hollywood's most delightful and witty people, Thelma Ritter and Monty Woolley. The co-stars of 20th Century Fox's happy comedy, As Young As You Feel. Thelma, whose performance as a wise-cracking maid in All About Eve won her an Academy nomination, is right here in the studio beside me. While Monty Woolley, whose performance got him...
What have they got in Luella, besides fame and fortune?
Thelma... Monty's standing by in New York. Suppose he heard you.
That's bad? A fortune and fame with those whiskers. And don't forget, Luella, besides that, he always plays classy folks.
Well, just in case that's worrying you, you certainly were right on the same social footing with him and As Young As You Feel. You played his daughter-in-law and Alan Jocelyn's wife. And incidentally, how did it feel to be one of the family?
Luella, after playing a maid in two pictures, when I came home from the studio at night, I automatically walked in the back door.
You'll be telling me next that your maid sits at the table while you do the film.
Why, certainly. And she lets me have every Thursday off. But seriously, I do more housework on the screen than I do at home, and let's keep it that way.
I'll bet you enjoyed playing Molly's daughter-in-law and As Young As You Feel.
Yes, I did. But think of the problem he faced in that. Being fired from his job just because he reached the age of 65. Now, that could never happen to a woman, because no woman would ever admit to being that old.
How right you are. Do you agree with me that a woman's happiest years and years and years are when she's 39?
You said it. And just think of all the special pleasures that come during that long stretch of time. Well, do you know, Luella, they made a survey of the drive-in theaters, and they found out that most of the people under 39 weren't even watching the picture.
Well, they were probably buying popcorn, Thelma.
Oh, Luella, come now.
See, does that remind you of Monty Woolley?
No. Does it you?
No, but let's talk about him anyhow. Thelma, did you like working with Monty?
It was wonderful, Luella, and behind that Brillo brush of his is the most charming, the most gentle, the kindest, sweetest old trooper who ever...
My dear Luella, that's a pack of lies, and you plus Miss Ritter, my so-called co-star, must know it. I may be wonderful and gentle and kind and charming, but I'm certainly not old.
Marty Woolley, are you there already? What a surprise.
Surprise? You perfectly well know, after all these New York to Hollywood arrangements which we've gone through for weeks, that I'm waiting here, listening. Let's be honest with each other.
All right, Monty, we'll begin with you. We were talking about the advantages of being older. Oh, by the way, how old are you?
Good heavens, Luella. Must we be honest with each other?
You can tell me, Monty. I won't tell a soul.
I know. It's as safe as if I shouted it from the housetop.
I know how old Monty is, Luella. He's the same age as my Aunt Bertha, and she was 43 her last birthday.
Well, thank you, Thelma, dear.
Aunt Bertha died 50 years ago.
My dear madam, another remark like that, and I'll hide your broom and dustpan. This may come as a surprise to both you ladies, but on my last birthday, I was 47.
Monty, your beard is older than that.
Luella, when I was just 16 months old, my beard was full grown. In fact, instead of a bearskin rug, my baby pictures were taken with me lying on my beard.
You wouldn't be lying in your beard, would you, Monty? Incidentally, how does a man with a beard combat the New York heat wave I've been reading about?
There are many ways to combat the heat in New York, Luella. Remaining in California is the most effective.
Well, why don't you come back then, Monty? Come and join Delma and myself in our firm belief that life does begin at 40.
Luella, for you ladies, I agree that life does begin at 40. But at my age, it really gets going. And at this moment, I shall follow suit.
Oh, Monty, before you sign off, I want to tell Luella and the folks listening in that there's nothing I wouldn't do for you.
And there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. And let's keep it that way, Selma, doing nothing for each other. Good night, my dear. Good night, Luella.
Good night, Monty.
Oh, he's lovable. Luella? Just as lovable as I am glamorous.
Selma, you know, I hear you're plumb wonderful in your new picture, Marriage Broker. Come on, visit me again soon, will you?
Oh, you come to my house. And by the front door, too.
Selma, it's a day for yours and my next 39th birthday.
In this weather, of course you enjoy refreshing soap and water facials often. So now's the time to use Woodbury, the soap with the beauty cream ingredient. Too frequent use of ordinary soaps may leave skin feeling dry and taut. But the beauty cream ingredient in Woodbury facial soap is intended to help replace natural oils you wash away. Try Woodbury facials and see how soft your skin feels, how youthfully fresh it looks.
She's walking down the aisle, another Woodbury bride. She uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild. It has a beauty cream ingredient you like it all so much.
Ask for Woodbury soap
and have the skin you love to touch.
And now here is Dorothy L'Amour with Last Minute News.
Valentina Cortezo, who is Mrs. Richard Basehart in private life, will file for American citizenship just as soon as their expected baby is born. Connie Haynes has set her marriage date to Major Robert DeHaven for September 7th. Barbara Payton didn't finish her picture in time to get married today, so she and Tom Neal have postponed the wedding in Ensenada until Wednesday. Tallulah Bankhead has just finished her autobiography, and I hear it has to be handled with asbestos gloves. You'll be reading it as a serial this fall in Woman's Home Companion. August 12th is Cecil B. DeMille's birthday, and I just can't get off this show without mentioning the fact that I've just finished the greatest show on Earth with one of the greatest showmen on Earth. Here's wishing CB the greatest birthday of all.
Pretty play clothes and open sandals make all-over skin care a must. And Jergens lotion is a wonderfully effective care. You know how lovely Jergens keeps your hands. Now discover how it smooths sun-dried arms and shoulders, soothes and softens hot, tired feet. Use Jergens after sunning and swimming, and always after your bath. Be your loveliest, tip to toe, for only pennies a day. Jergens costs just 10 cents to a dollar, plus tax.
This is Dorothy L'Amour saying that's all for tonight. But be sure to listen in next Sunday when Joan Crawford will bring you the news, and you'll hear Luella Parsons in a recorded interview with Champ Butler and the stars at Mocambo.
And this is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for Jergens lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands and Woodbury facial soap for the skin you love to touch.
Transcribed from Hollywood, America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.